Text 0868104106. Anyway, Maria's waiting in age. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
In other news this morning, you dodged a bit of a bullet, I'm told, with the doggy Bow Wow.
A massive bullet, yeah. Not a little bullet, yeah. A massive bullet.
Was it a massive Easter egg, though?
It was 12 really small ones, the little fecker.
All right.
Oh, God, am I allowed to say fecker?
Fecker's all right. Fecker's grand.
Okay.
Fecker's grand.
Okay,
You know, the world we live in now with the President of America, anything is grand with regards to expletives. But anyway, so tell me the story, because I've long been told, and I have my doubts, that chocolate is toxic to dogs. But tell me what happened.
I know. And I was actually only speaking about this with my parents yesterday, because they actually said, sure, years ago, I'm sure our dogs ate chocolate and nothing happened. But look, we got back from an Easter dinner on Sunday, and our beautiful little Yorkshire Terrier, now she's very rare. She's a German parent, so she's all black with a little bit of silver. She's very precious to us. And we came home and there was maybe about 12 or 15 of the foil wrapper papers. And a very happy, excited dog, but she soon realized something was up. So she was after getting up onto the kitchen table, and she ate my son's Easter eggs, the little ones now.
What do you mean now? Are you saying eggs the size of like mini eggs or small Easter eggs? Which?
So like if you did an okay sign with your hand, like that size, you know, that little ring.
I'm doing it. It's a Cadbury's cream egg size. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Exactly. So that's what she ate.
12 of them.
I had bought a 20 pack or something of little eggs so my son could do an Easter egg hunt. And they were Dairy Milk, cream eggs and Dime Bar flavour. So she has a preferred taste, okay?
I thought that dogs' sense of smell is like 70 times sharper than humans. And then my wife was telling me at the weekend that dogs' sense of smell is actually a million times sharper than human. It's somewhere in between the two, isn't it?
I don't even know, to be honest. She maybe it is, yeah.
That's why they can smell it out, you see. You might try and hide it, but they'll get at it.
Yeah, she sniffed it out, the little fecker. But, yeah, look, we had to bring her straight to the emergency vet. They said that there is always one every single year that has to come into them. And she had to have an injection to make her vomit and get everything up. So, yeah, it was an expensive Easter, I must say.
How much did that cost?
€185.
Can you please explain to me why a vet would charge €185 to give a dog an injection?
I don't know. But,
come on, let's be honest. Don't we both think that's a huge amount of money?
Oh my God, like colossal amount of money. But in saying that, I would have paid it anyway to have her well. So it was the worry. Like if anything happened to her, I have a 6-year-old son and he adores her. So look, it wasn't, not that I'm flash or anything, but it wasn't a money thing. It was more of a save the dog thing. So.
No, I know, and I understand that. However, there's a good chance
it was a call out charge. It was a bank holiday weekend. It was Easter Sunday. There was a lot of things against me, Neil, here.
No. When you say a call out, did the vet come to the house?
No, they had to go to clinic.
So it's not a call out then?
No, I don't know how it works.
No, you went to the vet.
I went to the vet, yeah. So I went to the vet and that's what they said.
No, because two weeks ago, I know of another dog that had a bag, would you believe this? An entire packet of cacao. isn't that the purest form of chocolate you can get? Cacao?
Maybe he's into the herbal side of things.
That was €180 for the same injection, and I can't understand why it's so much.
Yeah, it's colossal. It's
but anyway, there's a good chance your dog would have been fine. You'd have had a couple of messy days from the South Passage, if you like. But other than that, he'd probably have been fine.
He actually didn't think so. So because she weighs only 5 kg and she ate, I estimated like 130 grams of chocolate, it would have been detrimental to her digestive system, is what the vet said. Now, I don't know if that's fear-mongering or what. But.
Well, I mean, I need to shut up now because I never studied or qualified for a vet. So I need to stay up. I'm only talking about experience in the past with dogs who have eaten, you name it, they've eaten them, entire cakes, boxes of milk tray, boxes of celebrations. You, no bother to them. Not a problem. But what do I know?
Yeah, I know. There you go. It was a very expensive Easter Sunday. It was the most expensive Easter egg I've ever bought, anyway. I can assure you of that.
Bring on next year and he'll do it all over again. What's your dog's name?
Wren.
Wren.
Yeah, she's a little beauty now, I must say. I'll send a picture in so you can see her, but she's gorgeous, so you wouldn't want anything to happen to her.
She's a little dog who thinks she's a bird. I love it.
Yeah. She's a fecker.
Yeah. Well, listen, you love them to bits and they're part of the family, but, you know, eggs much higher off the kitchen table next time, right? Maybe behind closed doors. I don't know. The fellow who ate the bat, it's Jack, my dog. The cacao was behind a closed cabinet door. Cacao.
I love that it was cacao, yeah.
See you later. Thanks, Maria. Mind yourself. No, the whole kitchen was... thank God it wasn't my kitchen. It was somebody else's, which was great. So I didn't have the cleanup. I imagine he's banned now, barred from the house. Thanks, Maria. Look after yourself. Take care. Text 0868 104 106. Pick up the phone on 0818 104 106.